This is the first Sunday of the month, and so we're going to be serving communion this month, today. If you'll turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 11:23. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The same way he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as oft as you drink it. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you are sick, and some have even died. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. God made a way for us to be right with him. Let's just take a moment and let's ask God's forgiveness for any sins that we have committed and have not yet confessed. And if you have problems or trouble or aught with anyone, make a commitment in your heart that at the earliest moment you will get with that person and ask forgiveness of them. So let's take a moment to just be quiet before the Lord. What a precious, precious, precious thing he has provided for us. Forgiveness of our sins. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood. And that we may evermore dwell with him and he in us. Amen. Let's hold up the bread. Thank you, Lord, for letting your body be bruised and broken for our healing. Thank you for offering yourself up in our behalf. Let us partake together. And now holding your cup. Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins, and now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, as your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake together. Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion, yes, of which we just partook. Thank you for the spiritual food that you richly provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love, that we, as members of Grace Christian Church, might further your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
That's what it's all about. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.